From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. 1 week from today, voters will be at the polls, punching ballots and touching screens, picking a president. Both President Bush and Democratic challenger John Kerry began their final week of campaigning in Wisconsin, a state that voted Democratic in the last four presidential elections. Polls show that could change this year. Today, the president repeated criticisms of John Kerry and invited Democrats to join his cause. NPR's Don Gagne has this report.
President Bush's itinerary today traced the Mississippi River south on Wisconsin's western border. Analysts say 4 years ago, Al Gore's Mississippi riverboat tour through this same area may have been the deciding factor in a state that went Democratic by fewer than 6,000 votes. So this year, President Bush has been paying special attention to Wisconsin. It's his fifth bus tour here. He started the day in a humid exhibition hall in the small town of Onalaska.
I'm here to ask for your vote. I'm here to ask for your help. There's no doubt in my mind if we turn out our vote in Wisconsin, we'll win a great victory on November the 2nd.
And while yesterday the president talked mostly about terrorism, today he was also banking on the notion that taxes are a big concern for Wisconsin voters.
The bottom line about our economic visions is this. To pay for all his new spending he's proposed, my opponent will have to raise taxes not just on small business owners, but on everyone who's ever worked for a small business, shopped at a small business, or walked by a small business.
The president also visited tiny Cuba City, Wisconsin, a place which bills itself as the City of Presidents. This stop was actually a make-good, given that this summer his bus motorcade rolled right through Cuba City's downtown with nothing more than a wave, disappointing the local residents who would line the streets that day. John Kerry has been to the city. The tightness of the race in Wisconsin was evident in the many people standing in light rain to watch the motorcade pass. Most were supporters of the president, but there were also clusters waving John Kerry signs or giving a thumbs down. At the president's events, there was a direct pitch to conservative Democrats. The Bush campaign says they are numerous in this part of the state and that they are uneasy about John Kerry.
Many Democrats in this country do not recognize their party anymore. And today I want to speak to every one of them. If you believe America should lead with strength and purpose and confidence and resolve, I'd be honored to have your support, and I'm asking for your vote.
As the president campaigned today, his aides, both through multiple emails and through conversations with reporters, continue to try to tamp down an ongoing controversy over tons of explosives that are missing in Iraq. They do acknowledge that the weapons are missing, but they dismiss the notion that there was any neglect on the part of the administration. Still, the story has become a distraction as the president tries to talk about the war on terror in positive terms, with Election Day exactly 1 week away. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the Bush campaign in Richland Center, Wisconsin.